Hello and welcome back to Diamond Gems. I am your host, Jacob Coates, and today I am riding solo, providing you with a brand new episode, and I am quite excited. I'm so excited, in fact, that I have written a blog about this topic. I have created social media posts about it, and I'm just super tuned in to this whole situation regarding Shohei Ohtani and potential trade suitors. And for those very reasons, I think that you are going to find a lot of value in this episode and the blog that I posted to the Shaped by Sports website. Be sure to check that out, shapedbysports.com. If you do find value from this episode, I hope you will reward me with a kind review, a subscribe, a like on Spotify, whatever it is. Turn those notifications on. Make sure that you're staying up to date when the Diamond Gems podcasts drop. And follow us at Diamond Gems Podcast and at Shaped by Sports. And without further ado, let's kick this thing off. I am excited to talk about this. Obviously, there has been rumors swirling about Shohei Ohtani potentially being traded. Even before this season started, that was something that was being talked about by all media outlets. Anyone kind of in the baseball space was speculating that, you know, the Angels made moves in the offseason, but probably wouldn't be good enough to make it to the postseason. And for that reason, they'd probably end up trading Shohei Ohtani. With the fact that he's going into free agency at the end of this season. And, you know, the real question comes up is, like, will the Angels even trade Shohei Ohtani? Of course, there's rumors that he should and will be traded, but there's really no guarantee that that's going to happen. Currently, as it sits, the Angels are out of a playoff spot. They are at 51 wins, I think, and the Toronto Blue Jays have the third wild card spot at the moment, and they have 56 wins. So they're about 5 games back, at least, of a wild card at the time that I'm recording this podcast. And there's still lots of baseball to be played, but the Angels are now without Mike Trout because he has a broken hamate bone. He's missing most of the remainder of the season. And, you know, the team is at this point where it is pretty much having gone the entire season with Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout. Now they're just basically down to Shohei and a bunch of scraps that have not really moved the needle for this Angels team. So, for whatever reason, there's always, like, the Angels fan base is so loyal and so over-the-top optimistic about this team constantly that it actually is kind of astounding. And, I mean, I guess it's a good thing that they believe in their team. But for the past however many years they've had Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout, they've been let down. Like, it doesn't work out for them. It continues to not work out for them. And here we are, Shohei Ohtani's last year as an Angel before hitting free agency. And we're not even sure if they're going to make the playoffs again. So he has not made it to the playoffs. You can straight up at this point say, if they don't make the playoffs this year with Shohei Ohtani, it was a complete failure. They didn't accomplish what they were trying to accomplish. I mean, that's where we're at right now. Now, the benefits, I guess, of the Angels holding him are for profits and revenue that come from having Shohei Ohtani on your team. The ad money that they get from Japan is crazy. I don't know if Shohei leaves, if all of those deals get pulled, if that's even possible. I don't know if there's contingencies on Shohei being with the Angels for those deals. Ticket revenue, if you get rid of Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout isn't playing, why would anyone come to an Angels game? So the revenue from that, And then the fact that they do still have a chance at making the playoffs. And it's, you look at the team and you look at the teams that they're going up against. And at this moment, to me, at least, I don't think they could do it. And for that reason, I think it probably makes more sense to get a historic haul of prospects, young players, major league ready talent. Whatever the haul is going to be, it's going to be massive if you are able to pull off a deal. So why would you not take that rather than just kind of going down with the ship and keeping Shohei Ohtani? I think you got to start thinking about the future, unless between now and August 1st, I should have mentioned the trade deadline, August 1st. I'm recording this on July 21st. If before the trade deadline, they go, you know, 7-0, and now they're actually like in a wild card spot or something like that happens, maybe you just push it. Maybe you say, fuck it, we're in this deep at this point. Regardless of if we trade him or we keep him and don't make the playoffs, people are going to be breathing down our necks. They're going to be calling us a failure. Why don't we just try to go to the playoffs with Shohei Ohtani here? So those are kind of the benefits of holding, I guess. But when you look at the benefits of trading and the insane return that you would get for Shohei Ohtani, you really would be building a foundation for the future if you were to be able to pull off a trade. You look at the teams that are potentially interested. They have great farm systems. They have great talent that they would probably be willing to part with in order to bring Shohei to them and for them to make a run at the playoffs. Honestly, I kind of think if going into the trade deadline, they're several games under or out of a wild card spot, I think that the fans kind of have to understand. And, you know, Artie Moreno, however you say his name, he can still go into next year with the intention of trying to get Shohei to come back, right? And then maybe your building block is like, well, look at all these young studs we just acquired. This team is going to be good in the future, especially if you are a part of that. He's already said that he's going to throw the kitchen sink at Shohei. Mike Trout's been giving him the rub to try and get him to stay. And, you know, it seems unlikely. It kind of feels like Shohei has his sights set elsewhere at this point, but you never know. And I don't know. I feel like the most likely scenario right now is probably that he doesn't even end up getting traded. I think that they might just look at things and say, look, we're in this deep. We got to go for it. The revenue from tickets and everything is so valuable to them that they'd rather just kind of break even. But then their way out, if they don't make the playoffs, moving forward in the coming years without Shohei Ohtani would be catastrophic. They are not set up well to have a quick rebuild. So it'll be interesting to see. But with all that said, we are focused today on a scenario where Shohei Ohtani is traded. And in the instance that he is traded, I'm giving you our top five suitors or trade candidates or trade partners, whatever you want to call it, the best options for Shohei Ohtani and the Los Angeles Angels, based on the opportunities presented by, you know, the buyer and the seller. So I wrote, like I mentioned, I wrote this article. It's on shapebysports.com right now. It's called The Five Best Trade Candidates for Shohei Ohtani. If you go to our website and scroll down a little bit, you will see it right there. You can't miss it. It's going to go into some more detail than what I'm even just going to provide here, because I am on a bit of a time crunch today. looking at this thing, it's kind of crazy. I start us off with a bit of a wild idea, and that wild idea comes in the form of the Cincinnati Reds. And I know what you're thinking immediately. You're saying, Jacob, the Reds have been an absolute shit show for years. There's been conflict between the fans and the front office. There's been conflict between the players and the front office. There's been super low attendance. Well, things have changed, okay? Because as it stands today, the Cincinnati Reds are very much in contention to not only take a real run at winning the National League Central Division, but also to win the National League Central Division. They are currently, as I'm pulling it up very slowly, sitting in, please allow for buffer, they're in second place. They are 1.5 games back from the Milwaukee Brewers, and they have some glaring holes right now. They have called up all of their young studs, that being, you know, Ellie De La Cruz, Encarnacion Strand, Spencer Steer, what's the other guy? Will Benson, I think, is one of their young guys. They've got a bunch of, like, all their future is here currently, and they're putting on a show. They're putting up a lot of runs per game. The biggest glaring issue for them is their pitching. Their starting pitching has not been good, and it is the reason that they are, you know, currently at a 539 win percentage. If they had some legitimate starters, they could definitely be taking the lead in this division. You look around the rest of the division, you got the Brewers, Cubs, Cardinals, and Pirates. The bottom three of those of the division is pretty much out of contention at this point. They're probably going to be sellers at the deadline, which means they're going to be even worse going forward. And the Milwaukee Brewers are kind of mediocre. Like, you can surpass the... they're only 1.5 games back right now. If you land a Shohei Ohtani, I think it's fair to project that they will probably win more games than the Brewers moving forward and be able to overtake that 1.5 game deficit at this point in time. And, I mean, in my opinion, this is the only way that the Cincinnati Reds are going to be able to acquire talent like Shohei Ohtani. They're a very small market team. They've been putting asses in seats as of late because of the young talent that has been exciting to watch, and the fact that they're taking a real run at this division right now. People have actually been showing up. Was Nick Kroll, I think, the general manager of the Cincinnati Reds, I believe that's his name. He has said that because of the increased interest that the fans have shown, the Reds will not hesitate to spend going into next season and also at this trade deadline. And really, when you think about the facts here, it makes an awful lot of sense for Shohei to potentially land with the Cincinnati Reds. They have an absolute wealth of young, talented position players to trade from. Just recently, even like Jonathan India, who won Rookie of the Year in 2021, was said to be available at the trade deadline. Now, obviously, him alone is not going to bring Shohei. You're going to have to give up more than that. But they have a bunch of kind of almost major league ready talent available to trade currently. And beyond that, even their farm system is one of the better farm systems in the league still, even with these guys called up. The starting position, and also if you bring Shohei over, like his bat fills any potential gaps that you lose from trading away some of these young guys that are there performing now. Additionally, their starting pitching is absolutely horrendous, as I've mentioned at this point. Shohei Ohtani now would join the top of, would be your front of the line starter and super help you out that way. If they can make another kind of smaller deal to get someone just kind of decent to help them, they're in a way better position. Their bullpen isn't that bad. And bullpen arms are usually pretty cheap to acquire as well. So I think that if they were to acquire Shohei and a couple other small pieces, the division is theirs. Like, you can pretty much hand it to them at that point. And then what happens in the postseason happens in the postseason. But we've seen Shohei perform on the biggest stage before, the WBC. And, I mean, MLB wants more than anything Shohei to be in the postseason. So, you know, you never know what kind of backdoor deals the slimy MLB might be giving them. So I like the unlikely possibility that Shohei ends up with the Cincinnati Reds. I think it's their only chance to get him. It's now or never. Make your move, Cincinnati Reds. All right, let's move on to another kind of unlikely one. I have three kind of, I won't say small market teams, but not huge market teams here. We got the Baltimore Orioles. Now, this is obviously a team that shocked the world in 2022. They made a decent playoff push, or at least were, you know, over 500 after coming off of a 100 loss season just the year prior. So, you know, there was a lot of energy around the team. You now have basically all of their young studs have been called up and contributing, and they're a fun team. They've got the sprinklers going. They've got all their dugout celebrations. They're fun to watch. The energy at Orioles games and at Camden Yards is electric right now. People are absolutely having a great time. And how could you make it better? You bring in Shohei Ohtani, okay? You add a 2 or 3 hole hitter to what is already a strong lineup. They become an absolute powerhouse. You get fans showing out to support the young studs and Shohei. You get Japanese ad money pouring in, and management gets a taste of what it's like to be more than just a low budget, small market team. I think it would be absolutely electric. You also add Shohei Ohtani as your ace behind, or in front of, sorry, Tyler Wells, Kyle Bradish, even Dean Kramer has been half decent this season. They've got a great bullpen. I think you go into the postseason with Tyler Wells, Kyle Bradish, and Shohei Ohtani, and then kind of like a collection of like bullpen type game potential guys. You're in a great spot. Like, they become a real contender if they were to land Shohei Ohtani. So why not take a stab at this thing? I think he's a perfect fit there. They were kind of linked to like Carlos Correa in the offseason. That didn't end up happening, but it's possible. Like, there's a good fit between the Orioles and Shohei even beyond this season, even if they aren't willing to give up draft prospects and, you know, like young guys at this point. I would watch for them to potentially be in the mix in free agency as well. The biggest problem so far is that there was a tweet by Buster Olney who said the Orioles are planning on being measured buyers at the deadline. Now, obviously, if you're going to be a measured buyer, you're not getting Shohei Ohtani. It's not going to be able enough. It's not going to be enough to get a deal done if you are just being modest at the deadline. It's going to cost an awful lot of prospects and an awful lot of, I guess, just talent in general. So overall, though, the Orioles, I think, are a fantastic fit and would be electric to see. I mean, as a Blue Jays fan, I really hope it doesn't happen because the Jays need to be able to overtake some of these American League East opponents. And they still have to play them this year. So that would make things very difficult if they had Shohei Ohtani as a part of that squad. So kind of wanting it to happen, but also as a Blue Jays fan, really not wanting it to happen. Another team that as a Blue Jays fan, I would not love to see Shohei Ohtani go to. Actually, the next two are going to be teams that I don't want him to go to for selfish Blue Jay reasons. But I think overall, when you think best fit for Shohei Ohtani, at this point, it's got to be the Seattle Mariners. It is just making so much sense to me what a great fit Shohei would be in the Pacific Northwest. If you haven't seen it yet, there's a video of Shohei Ohtani basically not saying no to coming to Seattle. Someone asks him, Shohei, you having a good time here in Seattle? Like, what do you think of coming here in free agency or getting traded to Seattle? And he just kind of smiles and does like a, maybe, like, we'll see. So that was that. I mean, come on. Like, there's got to be something to that, right? He could have just laughed it off and looked away, but he was like, he looked interested. He was intrigued for sure. You know, they have a Robbie Ray-sized hole currently in the rotation that needs to be filled. And, you know, losing a Robbie Ray, looking around at the rest of the trade market right now for available starting pitchers, the only guy that really fills that hole is Shohei Ohtani as a starter. Their offense has been kind of middle to bottom of the league in pretty much every category over the course of the season. If you add Shohei to that, that's obviously going to propel you into probably the top 15 in terms of offensive categories. And, you know, with their good bullpen, with their now revitalized and good starting rotation, makes sense as well. And Seattle has been packing the seats lately. They've been a fun team since they had some playoff runs over the last couple of seasons. And I think it just makes sense. They have a low payroll right now. They have the money to spend on him. Now, the problem to me, I think, with Seattle is that I think it's more likely that he goes there as a free agent as opposed to in a trade. I kind of think that the Mariners front office is a little bit too measured as well to potentially make a big move that would land him for part of a season, and then, you know, you have to try and acquire him still in the off season unless you can work out some. There's no way he doesn't go to free agency, so I don't know if they're going to be willing to take that risk. But I mean, the connection between Shohei and Seattle is undeniable. He spent a few off seasons there. He said he loves the area. We know that Mariners fans treat their Japanese legends like gold. And maybe this gives Shohei Ohtani the opportunity to pick up where Ichiro left off and leave an unbelievable legacy in Seattle. Again, love the fit for him. Think it would be incredible. But of all of my five teams here that I have, I think this is actually the most unlikely probably to happen. But that doesn't mean it's not an amazing fit. But if we're going free agency, I think Seattle is the best fit for Shohei Ohtani. You know, he stays on the West Coast, which is closer to home. He seems to love the West Coast a little bit more than the East Coast. So, yeah, I think Seattle is an unbelievable fit for him, but we'll have to wait and see if that actually comes to fruition at all. All right, here's the one that would also be horrible for the Blue Jays fans. And it involves bringing Shohei Ohtani to the East Coast and to the state of Massachusetts. The Boston Red Sox are a good fit for Shohei Ohtani. You are lying to yourself if you don't think so. They need help in the rotation. Shohei. They need a power bat that can be a consistent, solid DH. Shohei Ohtani. They got his buddy Masataka Yoshida already, and you know there's just kind of a connection there. They were friends, I think. I think they played together before. Don't quote me on this. I think they played together before Shohei left to come to America, but he also played with him just recently in the WBC. Chaim Bloom and the Red Sox front office have been in hot water for a long time with this Boston Red Sox fan base. They have basically been a complete failure in the eyes of Red Sox fans. And if you look at some of the deals that this front office has made in terms of trades up to this point, it's been completely abysmal. It has been really, really bad. And it's the clock is ticking on their tenure here because they're going to get pushed out eventually, especially if they finish this season completely unsuccessful as, you know, cellar dwellers of the American League East. They're going to be in trouble. So I think that they might be willing to do whatever it takes to make a huge splash at the deadline and make a real push for the a wild card position and then, you know, kind of take a run at things. They also are kind of in this weird position where even though they kind of feel like this middling, like rebuilding team, they're kind of actually in a window where they should be winning because they have a bunch of guys that are not, they're not youthful players. Like you look around their team, you've got, you know, like Justin Turner, their rotation. I mean, Brian Bayo is young, but like James Paxton, Chris Sale, Corey Kluber, like these are all old guys. Even their closer, Kenley Jansen, who has signed a 3-year deal, but he's no spring chicken either. So they're kind of in this pocket where it's like we have a few good young guys, but we also have a lot of veterans that are kind of pushing this team forward. And how much longer can we expect that to happen from them? So they, I think they kind of are in a window where they actually need to do something big and try to go for it. Or they could be really at risk of just kind of being stuck in this weird area where they just kind of play 500 baseball for way too long. They're currently in last place in the American League East, 53 wins, 47 losses. They're 9 games back from the Orioles in first place, but they are just on the outside looking in at a potential wild card. So, you know, there's still hope. They're only, you know, 3 games back from the Blue Jays who hold that wild card spot. You get Shohei Ohtani, and you can make a real push at this thing. So I think that Boston is another good fit. I think also, if we really think that Shohei is going to stay on the West Coast, I think you have to assume that this might be their only shot that Boston has at landing him. Because if Shohei doesn't want to come to the East Coast, how are you going to convince him to come to the East Coast in free agency? You know, he's going to get paid no matter where he goes. He's going to get his money. And you have to have some other value to provide to him. And I'm not sure the Red Sox will have that outside of money alone in free agency. So, again, might be their only chance to take a swing at Shohei Ohtani. And I think that he is a good fit there. Okay, last and most unfortunate, definitely not the least, I guess you could say, we have to give it to the Dodgers. I'm sorry. I know this is the Shohei suitor that no fan who isn't a Dodgers fan wants to see, but still denying that this makes the most sense and is kind of the most likely scenario is really lying to ourselves. The Los Angeles Dodgers, we talked about this earlier in the year, they were awfully quiet in the offseason. It was very un-Dodger-like. They are normally, you know, going out and making trades, inking huge free agents. That didn't happen this year. They were like, it was a pretty modest offseason. And it left me and Isaac and Greg kind of thinking, like, they've got to be saving up for Shohei Ohtani. This is the calm before the storm. They're going to end up bringing this guy in. Obviously, they have been the number one most likely candidate to get Shohei Ohtani since the Shohei Ohtani leaving the Angels thought occurred to anyone, because they have the willingness to spend, the insane payroll. They're kind of perennial contenders, so it's easy to get people to come there because they have this history of winning and at least making pushes at, you know, World Series, and just kind of constantly being in the discussion. You know that they're going to try and bring in people. It's like the opposite of what happened with the Angels, where they could not build a team around him. The Dodgers aren't going to have a problem building a team around him. You already have Mookie Betts. You already have Freddie Freeman. You already have Will Smith. You already have Max Muncy. Like, the team is already good. They're already in first in the National League West without Shohei Ohtani. So it's not an issue. Again, this is kind of talking free agency. That this is why they're such an attractive suitor for him, I guess, in free agency. But even just in a trade value, you bring Shohei Ohtani over now. You show him this Dodger lifestyle. You take him to the playoffs. Show him what it's like to win. And you're basically wine and dining him going into free agency and really presenting him the opportunity to consider what it would actually be like to be in Dodger blue and, you know, be making playoff appearance after playoff appearance. So I think that it makes a lot of sense for them to trade for him now, not even just sit back on their heels and wait and try and get him in free agency. I think it makes sense to go out and get him now and give him that experience. And, you know, like I said, the money in free agency and all of those other kind of things that I mentioned make them a valuable free agency candidate. But they're also a very valuable trade candidate for the Angels. If you look at their roster right now, they have young, major league ready, controllable players available in guys like James Outman, who's an outfielder, who is kind of in the rookie of the year discussion. Their starting pitcher, Bobby Miller, who has been good and is kind of a highly touted arm. And even just like infielders like Miguel Vargas. Beyond that, they even have like, I like the option of maybe including like a Dustin May in the deal, because, you know, he's recovering. I think he's getting Tommy John or at least some sort of elbow surgery currently and is out for the season. So if he's out for the season, I mean, he's not going to help them win this year. If you trade him, like the Angels obviously will be sellers and not be going for it without Shohei Ohtani. They can be a little more patient with bringing Dustin May back, and then they have kind of this future potential ace in the rotation. I think he's a lot more expendable to the Dodgers, but much more valuable to the Angels. So I think that even that could be a good fit. And if those, you know, those four major league ready type of guys aren't even enough to move the needle, the Dodgers have the fourth best farm system in the big leagues. That's according to FanGraphs. There's obviously like other sources that have different rankings, but consistently they're kind of like a top five farm system in the big leagues. So they have what it takes to bring him over now. And do the Dodgers really need this crazy, you know, farm system as much as other teams when they have this willingness to consistently spend? They have the money to do it. They can always supplement the team by bringing people in. I don't know if they do. I don't know if they need to keep all of those guys. So, yeah, unfortunately, the Dodgers do seem like the most likely. It makes the most sense. Keeps them on the West Coast. And, you know, I think one of the things that might make this a little more unlikely is that the Angels front office and ownership group kind of hates the Dodgers. They had this whole thing a few years ago where they were like bringing Shohei over, and the whole idea was that they were taking LA from the Dodgers. So how kind of counterproductive would it be to trade Shohei Ohtani to the Dodgers? You're the seller. The Dodgers are this World Series contender. You have certainly not taken LA from the Dodgers. Their ego might be too big to let that happen. So that's a big potential roadblock, I would say, in a Dodgers and Angels deal. But overall, it's just completely undeniable that the Dodgers are probably the most likely and best suitor for Shohei Ohtani. Yeah. Okay, so I'm just going to kick out a couple other potential landing spots and, you know, Shohei Ohtani trade rumors. So the Yankees have been linked to him. They have apparently expressed a lot of interest in him. I think that this is a stupid idea. They have a shitty farm system. They have a shitty team overall right now outside of Aaron Judge. Just look at the numbers of this Yankees team when Aaron Judge isn't in the lineup. They suck. And bringing Shohei Ohtani in, okay, like, yes, if Aaron Judge comes back and you have Shohei Ohtani, that could definitely change things. But I don't know. I don't see the Yankees as an actual good fit. I could see them maybe trying to do it, but I don't think they have what it takes to acquire him. And they're in last place. Also, they're tied in last place with the Red Sox right now in the American League East. I think that if you look at their team, they need more than just Shohei Ohtani. They need more. Well, they'd get the starting pitching, I guess, that they need, but they need position players like crazy. They need outfielders. They need infielders. They need bullpen help. They're like a real mess. Like, they are not a good team without Aaron Judge. And I don't know. I feel like Shohei doesn't have much say in if he gets traded here, but I don't see him wanting to be a Yankee anyways. Again, it's the East Coast. I think he's going to stay on the West Coast if he has any choice. So I just don't see the Yankees as a good suitor, but they have expressed a lot of interest. But being super, and every team in the league is super interested in Shohei Ohtani. It doesn't mean they're going to get him. The Arizona Diamondbacks have apparently been asking about Shohei. This is an interesting one. It'd definitely be fun. They're like this young, fun core. They have a good farm system that could potentially land Shohei Ohtani. But to me, they're not in first place in the division right now. And I just kind of think it's a little bit too risky, maybe, that I think they just kind of got to roll with what they've got at this point, because I don't think they're going to be able to bring Shohei back in the offseason. And I don't know if they have the supporting pieces and momentum to continue into the playoffs. So for that reason, I think that they're maybe not a great fit. The Giants, it's just a risky move considering where they're at. Same with the Phillies, who have also been mentioned. I think I'm going to leave it there. Let us know what team you think will be able to pull off a Shohei Ohtani trade, or if any team will be able to pull off a Shohei Ohtani trade. Hit us up on Instagram or Threads. We're on Threads now. At Diamond Gems Podcast, at Shape by Sports. I'll leave a question box for those that listen on Spotify, and you can leave your answer in there. If you're watching this on YouTube, drop a comment. Tell me what you think of our suitors. Tell me why I'm wrong or why I'm right. Who you think is going to take them. Just talk to me. Tell me what's up. And that's about it. Oh, I guess I gotta play the wrap-up music. Isaac is normally here to help me trigger that cue. Yes, follow us on social. Check out the new blog that I just created about this this topic. It is at shapebysports.com, and you'll find it. It's called the 5 Best Trade Candidates for Shohei Ohtani. Like, subscribe, leave a kind review. And we'll catch you probably post-trade deadline. All right. Adios.